This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever issues on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The number again, 1-800-259-9231. Still to come, your calls about whatever you want. Also on the way, outrageous new campaign restrictions. We will share some of those proposed restrictions with you. Plus, an email about something we were asking about last night, and that is, does indeed the United States have the best health care in the world? Well, our emailer has an answer for that. Also, Manwich, you've got something about the line item veto, which is something that George Bush is pushing pretty hard for. We'll talk about why he's pushing pretty hard for that coming up momentarily, but let's first talk to Alexander in Florida. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, so I was just watching the TV earlier, and it just gets to me, like, how many advertisements that Ad Council has on TV and how absurd they are. Like, I want to know if this bothers anyone else other than me, because, like, it really bothers me to see the TV and have these, like, ridiculous, like, advertisements, government-sponsored to tell us how to live our lives and what's the best way to eat food and
they're all over
sure.
the radio, too, by the way. Ad Council spots are pervasive on certain network talk shows and on music stations. And I think they're really cheesy for the most part. It's rare that I hear an Ad Council spot that is not only not cheesy but actually has a decent message to it. You're right; they all are pretty much pro-government programs, all about educating you about how great government programs are. That's what these Ad Council spots do. And then, which as an ad man, I'm sure you've come across plenty of these.
Yeah, they're everywhere, and the stations really don't get anything for playing them.
Really? I thought they got some meager amount.
Not the stations I've worked for.
Wow. Yeah, they put them in the...
That doesn't mean that the big stations wouldn't.
They put them in the newspapers as well.
Do they really?
They
do. I didn't
realize
they had print ads. I suppose it makes sense that they do.
And there was one a few months ago that was running that claimed that smoking marijuana increases the risk of schizophrenia.
Hmm. Okay.
Which is just blatantly false.
Yeah, well,
there's no truth to that whatsoever.
Almost everything they claim about marijuana is blatantly false. They've been all over the map. Everything from it'll make you grow breasts if you're a man to all kinds of other blatantly outrageous claims. So, Alexander, what are you doing watching TV anyway?
Well, actually, I don't watch it all the time, but it seems to me whenever I actually turn on the TV, like there's at least 3 commercials out of 6 that are out of the Ad Council whenever like commercials do split. And like, it's like really the one that bothers me the most is when this girl, like, she's, like, parking in a parking lot, and it's a very shady area, and there's a lot of bad people, and she grips her, like, keys in a manner where she could defend herself,
uh-huh.
and then, like, she locks the doors, and she has a bunch of locks, and she's basically trying to protect herself in a really bad area, and then she, like, lights up a cigarette, and then it's like, oh, you know, like, 1 in 5 people die of lung cancer, whatever the statistic is, they pull out, and then, like, it makes it seem as if cigarette smoking, smoking a cigarette is worse than, you know, getting raped by some guy on the street.
Wow. That's outrageous.
It's really ridiculous.
I've seen the same commercial, but I didn't get that out of it.
I haven't seen the spot at all. Wow. I just say stay away from television, man. There's just no reason. And by the way, at least in radio, the only time that I ever hear these spots running is when the station is unsold, the network is unsold, so they will use these spots, these commercials, to fill their inventory with. So it's very possible. I mean, if they're not getting paid to run these things, are they running them out of a mandatory public education requirement? I know that there's some sort of requirements like that for stations.
There aren't any longer. You don't have to run any PSAs. There used to be. Now they don't have any.
So therefore, they're just running them just to fill airtime.
Usually, the spots are produced reasonably well. They're not
cheesy.
Poorly.
They're expensive, poorly. They're cheesy.
Yes. And if they do pay, what chances are very good what they do is they buy the top 5 stations in a metro or the top 3 stations or top station in a metro in a given demographic. They probably pick their, you know, male 18-44 demographic or something like that.
Right.
And then the rest of them they just send out as PSAs to stations. And since we've always worked in mid-markets, the mid-markets probably never make the buy because they only buy the top 25, top 50 markets. So That's probably
what, so some people are seeing money from this.
Yeah.
Some people, so you're saying the big markets, the big stations are seeing some money from
it
this?
It could happen, and I doubt very seriously any print is running ad council spots without getting paid, because print
that's
costs
valuable.
Money to produce.
Yes, it does.
You know, I can say ad council on the air for free, and it doesn't cost me anything any more than, you know, what I'm doing here. But if I print it in the newspaper, it does cost.
That's ad space.
Yeah.
They are horrible spots, though. I mean, for the most part, they're just terrible.
They're just untruthful and just goofy.
It's propaganda. It's government propaganda being aired on the nation's television waves and radio waves. Alexander, any final thoughts for us?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Keep the TV off. I mean, really.
There are a few decent programs.
Okay, there's Penn and Teller. There's John Stossel.
I happen to be a fan of Smallville, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a fine show.
Well, now you can acquire the programs that you are looking for, usually on DVD. You don't necessarily have to buy television or via the internet. You don't have to buy TV. You don't have to buy the huge cable package with 500 channels just so you can watch your one show these days.
Right. I have a couple of the seasons on DVD, but I mean when you're as hopelessly...
you're addicted.
Yes, I am.
So you have to see it as soon as it comes out.
I do. Every Thursday night.
All right. 800-259-9231. Man, would you look like you wanted to chime in?
I'm ready to go on...
You've got your line item veto and you're hot on it. What? This is by an email, right? What,
right. I got an email from Alex B. And it appears as though he sent it directly to me, which I just like to let
you
know.
It's a nice feeling, huh?
You're not the only one who gets emails around here, Buster. Anyway, he says, I don't get what's wrong with the line item veto. Why is slicing off parts of more big government a bad thing? It's not saying that he can add stuff, is it? Please explain. He just doesn't know.
No, he can't add stuff. It's a line item veto, which means he can literally scratch portions out of the proposed
laws. I'm not sure exactly how it would be written. I mean, it scares the crap out of me, but... to have it, I wonder whether he could just like scratch out all the lines and even parts of the word and say George Bush is king. Now that scares me.
Yeah, but I wonder about that too. We don't know the mechanics.
And he doesn't have the best advice in the world. He might just try it. So anyway, I have an article here from capitalism.net by George Reisman.
Okay.
Federal District Judge Thomas Hogan has done exactly the right thing in finding the line item veto to be unconstitutional. It is. Closely connected with its unconstitutionality is the fact that it would inevitably defeat the purpose of its supporters, which is to restrain congressional spending. For it places the president in a position in which he can bargain with the members of Congress with respect to which items he will exercise the line item veto on or not exercise it. Remarkably, hardly anyone seems to have realized that this must put the president in the position of being able to join four square in the congressional pork barrel log rolling process himself. In exchange for not exercising the line item veto power over pet projects of congressmen, the president can demand the inclusion of his own pet projects in appropriation bills.
Wow. Whoa.
In effect, the line item veto power thereby grants the president implicit legislative powers.
So let me see if I'm understanding this. So not only is it a line item veto, but line item power of addendum?
Well, no. He wouldn't be adding anything to it, but he would use his power of line item veto to wheel and deal with the people in Congress. So he would. So let's say you're a congressperson, Jason.
And I'm president.
And you're the president, man.
And you want your big interstate road added in Iowa, where you're from.
That's right.
And I say, well, sure, but you've got to make me king.
Oh.
And so all you have to do is add the addendum that Manwich is king, and I'll let your line your thing slide.
Otherwise,
through.
You threaten to veto.
I just take your little bit out. Now, I don't have to veto the whole thing. I just take out interstate in Iowa.
Now, I'd like to point out that line item veto, and I'm sure there's more to this this article, but line item veto is not something that we would need if our legislators would actually stick to short bills. If we, for instance, you had a bill that you could read in 10 minutes flat, if it only addressed one particular item, if the Iowa road that Jason was proposing was the bill, then we wouldn't need line item veto, because then he could just veto the bills that he didn't want. But because we have these bills that have 50 million things in them of all kinds of different... it's an emergency appropriations bill, and then they just throw stuff in it.
Yeah.
That's why they're proposing this. More coming back. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out webtactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's webtactical.com or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Jason.
And man, we're inside hour number 3 of the Wednesday night edition. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the wiki. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. On there, you'll find a lot of stuff. It's all been created by the listeners. Information about the show, about the hosts, some of the issues we talk about, even some of the guests that we've had on, details on the actual archives that we have up there. You could add pretty much anything you want to it. It's totally user-editable. It's the wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're all big fans of the Free State Project here on Free Talk Live.
Indeed.
We're all members.
Yes.
Of the Free State
Project.
Fans
and members.
In fact, Manwich and I have signed the first 1,000 pledge, which says that we're going to be amongst the first 1,000 people to move to the state of New Hampshire, which has been selected as the Free State. And we're going to be doing that move within the next 3 years. Actually, we're going this year, but the first 1,000 pledge says that you'll go by the end of 2008. And we're looking to recruit more people into the first 1,000 pledge. If you are a Free State Project member, you've been considering it, and you think it's a good idea to go sooner rather than later, you really need to look into this because it's an exciting idea. At freestateproject.org, all the details are there. We're not quite to 150. I said we were at about 150 before. We're not quite there. I think we're in the 140 range of the first 1,000. So we need to get to 1,000 by the end of this year. That's the goal at freestateproject.org. New Hampshire, by the way, is one of 7 states that does not have the line item veto for the state governor, which is kind of an interesting fact. There's
just another plus side.
Yeah, there's only 7 states that don't have
Florida, too.
No, Florida does have line
it
item
has,
veto.
Really?
According to the article that I read. And by the way, just let's get some info on this, because we've been talking about why line item veto is a bad idea. You got an email in from somebody, Manwich, that says, well, now, wait a minute, this could be used to control spending. This could be used to cut pork out of the bills. This could be used to save America.
Now, the email said, what's wrong with it? He hadn't seen any of the downsides, and the article that I'm reading definitely has.
Well, that's what the proponents are saying about it. The Republican proponents are saying that this is going to cut spending. This is going to result in smaller government. Well, let's get the details on this idea. President Bush has demanded that Congress give him a line item veto power. This is from the Washington Times, and sent a bill to Capitol Hill that he said satisfies the constitutional concerns that sunk the last version a decade ago. Because they did pass a line item veto back in the 90s, and the Supreme Court said unconstitutional. It was thrown out.
When was this article written?
March 7th.
Okay.
So, yesterday. Wading into the congressional spending debate, Mr. Bush took a hard line on the practice of earmarks, which critics call pork barrel spending, and promised to be the sheriff who will enforce discipline. He said, quote,
well, that's the problem, though. He might actually be the sheriff. I don't believe him. But
right.
Forget it. But let's say he is the sheriff. George Bush goes away in 3 years, and then we get a new president.
Whoever that is.
New sheriff in town.
And he might not be the sheriff. He might be Boss Hogg.
Yeah.
That would be a bad thing.
Yeah.
He says, too many bills passed by Congress include unnecessary spending. Today I'm sending Congress legislation that will meet constitutional standards and give me the authority to strip special spending and earmarks out of a bill and then send them back to Congress for an up or down vote, he said. The move thrilled conservative Republicans on Capitol Hill. But Democratic leaders said Mr. Bush was ducking responsibility for the deficits. White House officials said Mr. Bush, who had never vetoed a bill, needs a more finely tuned scalpel to deal with wasteful spending. The proposal's not
what he needs is a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The proposal's not technically a veto under the Constitution because it doesn't require a 2/3 vote to overturn it. So it's not really even a veto. It's just power. It's just unmitigated power over the bills that are coming through Congress.
Wait, Bush wants power? I'm not buying it.
Yeah. Under Mr. Bush's plan, the president could cull items from a bill, then send the cut items back in a rescission package to Congress, which would then have 10 days to vote on the whole package. I don't quite understand that. Are they voting on just the rescission package, or are they voting on the rescission and the amended bill?
Well, the
president could eliminate targeted tax cuts as well as spending. And it goes on. So, not good. Not good. And the Republicans are couching this in the terms of, well, this is going to be good for small government. He's going to be able to slash and burn these terrible big government ideas as they come through. But, well, wait a minute. These ideas, these bills that are coming through are Republican-led. It's a Republican-controlled legislature.
Right, we should have little bills.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's shown up to this point that he's all for small government.
No, he's never seen a bill he doesn't like. No, he has never used his veto power. Not once. He's threatened it maybe two or three times, but he hasn't actually done anything about it. So
I would say that a president probably only should have to threaten, especially with a you know, when their party controls Congress. But still,
now, as I pointed out before, if we were to get downsized DC's bill passed, which is the Read the Bills Act, which will mandate that every congressperson has to read word for word the bills that are being proposed, which, of course, these bills that are being proposed are hundreds and hundreds, sometimes
huge,
thousands of pages
huge.
Long. This would mandate that they actually have to be present all at once for a reading out loud of the bill. So, therefore, they would have an incentive to keep their bills small.
Right. And not only does it monkey wrench the whole process, but it would also oust the Congress people, which I feel would be most of them, who don't really care about it in the first place. Just sit on their laptops and cruise around the internet looking for golf clubs or whatnot.
Right. When you say it would oust them, what do you mean exactly?
Well, if everyone is to be present during during the reading of these bills, it'd be quite simple to see who's there, who's not, or who's there and not paying attention.
Right. Well, they'd have to have everybody there in order for them to actually have the bill go up for passing.
Well, even so, even if they pass this and they're not paying attention and cruising the internet looking at eBay on their laptops, it doesn't matter. It would take so long to read these bills.
Right. They wouldn't want to be there for it.
Well, the Patriot Act was
thousands of pages
long. I mean, it would take days and days for them to pass this thing.
Right, and they'd have to read it straight through.
All the committees that each of them are a member of, and they don't like to work.
Oh, of course not.
Like they put in 40 hours a week in Congress.
No. That's why they're in government, because they don't like to work, or they don't know how. So the Read the Bills Act would drastically change. If Read the Bills went through, we wouldn't have any. Nobody could ever possibly call for a line item veto because the bills would be dedicated to one topic and one topic alone per bill. And so, if the president didn't like that particular bill, he could just veto the entire thing. In this case, there is so much political manhandling going on up there. The president's so afraid to veto these bills because he's just. He'll be politically punished, I suppose, if he does. I mean, of course, this president just loves to sign bills, so I don't think that's his issue. But technically, that could be the problem. There could be some sort of threats going on behind the scenes that, well, you know, if you don't pass this bill, we're going to punish you somehow. In the case of short bills, then I think the situation would totally change and no one would need to call for a line item veto. On the way, we'll talk about some more federal proposed changes. In this case, major changes are being proposed to campaign contributions. Changes that will essentially make it impossible for you to contribute to someone's campaign. We'll give you all the details. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. We know it's a long way to Tipperary, but exactly how far is it? When I come back, I'll tell you how Ben Franklin would have counted the miles.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG. I don't know about Tipperary, but Ben Franklin could have told you all about the distance between stops on the first American postal routes. During his days as postmaster, Franklin invented an odometer for measuring distances along the Colonial Mail Trail, which stretched from Maine to Florida. The odometer, attached to the wheels of his carriage, calibrated the length of the journey by counting wheel rotations. Comparing several routes, Franklin mapped the fastest network and standardized delivery times. By the way, post offices in the 1700s were taverns, inns, and coffee houses. So mail carriers love Franklin's mile markers for lots of reasons. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, which bring up anything, whatever issues on your mind, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Months and months of the show right there on the front page of the website for the taking, for free, freetalklive.com, so go get them. Coming up still, we got an email that is going to answer the question, are we the healthiest country in the world? Do we have the best health care in the world? We'll get to that. And, of course, your calls if you make them about whatever is on your mind. But let's go to Downsize D.C. We've been talking about Downsize D.C., the Read the Bills Act. It's a fantastic idea. But now let's focus on one of their campaigns, because we're actually going to have Jim Babka in on Saturday night to tell us a little bit more about this. But I just feel like it has to get out now, and you should go now to DownsizeDC.org and act on this. There's a proposed bill in Congress right now, H.R. 4694. They call it the Let the People Decide Clean Campaign Act.
Sounds cute.
We're going to clean up the campaign.
Sure, because they wouldn't want to call it, you can't support some guy you want for Congress campaign.
Right, so here are some of the things that this proposed act is going to do. It caps the amount a major party candidate can spend, even challengers. But if challengers aren't free to spend more than the incumbents, then the incumbents get unfair advantages.
Sure.
Name recognition and the various other privileges of office, like being able to send things through the mail for free.
This is like, a game of cat and mouse where the cat gets to set all the rules.
Yes.
That's really what it's
like. That's exactly what's going on.
It's exactly what it's like. If the incumbents are setting the incumbents are going to set rules that benefit them.
And what incumbent is going to vote against this bill?
None.
None.
Well, hopefully some of them will if we all go to DownsizeDC.org and act against it. Here's what else it does. This gets much worse. It rewards parties based on their percentage of the vote in the previous two elections, so that the incumbent is usually rewarded with the most money, and third parties are allocated a paltry amount.
Yeah.
Pittance. So, after the election's done, next election comes around, you get paid from the government. Your political party gets paid from the government based on how many votes you had in the last election.
That is so backwards.
Yep. It gets worse. Third party and independent candidates may get full funding if they get petition signatures equal to 20% of the last election's total number of votes.
Holy crap.
Or they get partial funding from the government if they get 10% of the total number of votes. That means collecting tens of thousands of signatures just to get your hands on funding. Now, it also prevents you from actually privately contributing. I think he details this here. We'll get to that. Worse, signatures that are collected from paid signature collectors wouldn't be valid.
Really?
So therefore, the signatures, the 20% or the 10% signatures that you have to collect, volunteers have to collect them. Good luck. Because all serious efforts, all serious petitioning efforts, have to have paid signature collectors.
Yeah.
I mean, volunteers are great. You appreciate them, you love them, they're out there working for free, but they really just can't get the job done in an efficient of a manner. They're not available as often as the paid guys, but this is going to eliminate paid signature collections. It creates a grassroots good citizenship fund, complete with a massive propaganda campaign with the unrealistic hope that people would voluntarily contribute to public financing of campaigns on their tax returns. If you have strong positions on the war, for instance, abortion...
And, of course, the government has to get its hands on the money before it goes to the politicians.
Right. That'll be fair. As long as the government's involved, it's fair.
So if you have strong positions, would you voluntarily let your money help fund candidates who take the opposite view? Because you wouldn't be able to allocate funds to one particular party. You'd be allocating it to the government, and then they allocate it to who they deem appropriate.
Crazy.
Additional funding from state and national political party committees is capped at 5%, and no other source of funding is allowed, such as private contributions. No private contributions to political candidates if this federal law gets passed.
It's guaranteeing the demise of third parties. They are trying to put the nail in the coffin of third parties. They do not want their power taken away. They know what's happening.
Independent expenditures are prohibited in this law. All campaign activity must go through a candidate's campaign committee or the party itself. So therefore, we can't work on our own to support a candidate or criticize another. So if you've got a campaign going on and there's somebody, you want to run ads just on your own. Say, Manwich, you want to run ads against the other guy in the race. You're not involved in my campaign. I'm campaigning for office and Jason's the other guy. You want to run ads against Jason. You will not be able to, under this law, buy your own advertisements. Even though we currently have all these crazy requirements that are attached to these ads where it has a campaign paid for, this ad paid for by Manwich. You know, Manwich's campaign contributions. You can't do that under this law. Only the party or the candidate's campaign committee will be able to purchase advertising.
So, what is this bill called again?
It's called the, Let the People Decide Clean Campaign Act.
How is that apt? At all? I don't see it.
Well, they name, well, it's not. Of
course. It doesn't matter.
They name
it. No, it doesn't.
They name the bills whatever they want to name them based on if they think it'll get passed based on the name. Because, as we pointed out, these guys don't do anything more than read the name.
Right. And by people, they were referring to themselves and themselves alone.
Yeah, the incumbents.
Let us decide act.
Yeah. It's essentially going to destroy political campaigning as we know it.
Yeah.
It's going to socialize political campaigning as we know it, because the only way to acquire funding, in this case, is through the government. So the only way for you to get money for your campaigns, and libertarians have been opposing government funding of campaigns. There's already matching funds out there. The government does already contribute money to campaigns, but it's something you can have an option to take. In this case, there'd be no other way to get money. You wouldn't even be able to ask people for contributions.
So libertarians who don't believe that the government should be handling this money would probably, not want to take it, and it would be the only money to take.
If they wanted to play, if they wanted to get into the game, they'd have to violate their principles.
And forget TV advertisements. I mean, the signs that people can put in their yards, those have to be paid for with ad dollars and
everything. Now, if the signs were paid for by the campaign, that's okay. But if you were to make your own cardboard sign that says, well, I support Jason for president, put that up in your front yard, and some campaign bureaucrat enforcer were to see that, and it wasn't paid for by the campaign, you could get in trouble for it.
Well, how would the campaign get the money if they didn't take it from the government?
Well, indeed.
So
they couldn't.
Libertarians either would have to, you know, they'd be forced to compromise their principles or
run a millionaire. Or run a millionaire. That might be the only way around it,
a guy could actually contribute to his own campaign.
Yes. So that would be the only other option, which we haven't had that happen yet.
They have to open up their books, too, don't they?
Who?
The candidates, so that they can see, you know, don't they want to know things about candidates' finances? I'm saying
the IRS
is, if you ran, and I wanted to, and I happen to be a millionaire, but you were running, I could give you $100,000 under the table, and I'm just wondering whether or not we could slide that by.
I don't think so.
Not in a big campaign.
You're probably under some serious scrutiny, especially at a federal level.
Yeah.
So this bill does nothing more than entrench the incumbents. I mean, these guys already have a habit of winning. The incumbents already have the scales tipped towards them.
Sure.
This is going to
towards them.
Yeah, this particular law will make it virtually impossible to run a third party campaign against the incumbent. It'll make it very difficult for the opposition party to even run against the incumbent.
Right. Absolutely. The Democrats are going to get screwed by this, too.
And who's going to support this? Nobody with any sense in their head. No individual in this country could possibly think this is a good idea. But, of course, the people in Washington, D.C. will. The 535 drunken sailors will think this is a fantastic bill. And it'll pass lickety-split. The only way to oppose it is DownsizeDC.org, is to go visit their website right now and send a letter to your representatives at DownsizeDC.org. More Free Talk Live on the way. Take control of the airwaves.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, validated photos, which means that in the picture they prove that they listen to Free Talk Live. They've sent them to us. We put them up on our website at the Shrine of Female Listeners because we want to prove that ladies listen to Free Talk Live. And not only do they listen, but they're so dedicated to the show, they've taken the time to send us a customized photo, which I think is fantastic. So visit the Shrine at freetalklive.com.
And one of the validated Shriners is going to be ousted.
Yes, that's right. Over the weekend, one of our existing Shriners has outed one of the so-called validated Shriners as a fake, and so you'll find out which one that is
over the
weekend. Yeah, over the weekend we'll share that with you. 800-259-9231, that is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. To the email box, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject, does the U.S. have the best healthcare system in the world? Neil says, "Hey, I enjoyed last night's show, and I have to agree with you that the U.S. doesn't have the best healthcare system in the world. It's a hard thing to measure. But one indicator is how long people in different countries live. It's not perfect, because lifestyle and diet play a big role
in
determining how you live. But equally, a decent healthcare system ought to be helping people live longer. So he attaches a table from the World Health Organization statistics for 2002, which is the most recent year they have figures for. He says, I know, it's 4 years out of date.
I was looking at the same thing.
That's bureaucracies for you. In summary, the U.S. spends well over $5,000 per head on health care each year. By comparison, most countries in Western Europe, as well as Japan, Australia, and Canada, spend less than half of that amount. For example, here in the United Kingdom, that figure is just over $2,000 per head. This vast expense is not providing Americans with much benefit. A child born in 2002 could expect to live for 2 years longer if he or she was born in the United Kingdom, and 5 years longer if born in France or Japan, than a child born the same year in the United States.
Well, those Japanese do eat pretty well.
And the French don't even eat meat for breakfast. You know? I mean, they consume...
Do most Americans eat meat for breakfast?
Eggs are considered meat. Not that I would consider them not in this for this particular scenario, but heck yeah, they do.
Okay, well, he acknowledges the fact that diet is a major factor. In the global life expectancy league table, the United States is tying with Chile, Cuba, Costa Rica, Portugal, Slovenia, Kuwait on 77 years. So that's how long we're supposed to live in the United States. It doesn't seem to make much difference to life expectancy whether the total spent on health care comes from the government or the private sector. So he's even factoring this in.
Well, I'm not satisfied with this particular scenario as deciding who has the best health care. Because what I was not saying that the people in our country receive the best health care on the planet. I was saying that we have the best health care, meaning that you can purchase.
It is available.
It is available. You can purchase the best health care in the world. It is available. Like, if you live in Montana, it's really hard to own a Rolls Royce because you have to drive to Minneapolis to get one.
Yeah.
You understand where I'm coming from now?
Okay.
Now, not everybody could afford a Rolls Royce that lived in Montana anyway, but if you wanted to buy a Rolls Royce, you would have to go to Minnesota to get it.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying. And in Minnesota, they couldn't necessarily all afford Rolls Royces either, but at least you're right there. You've got a Rolls Royce dealer. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so you're saying it's available, but not everybody can actually access
it. Right, that we have the best health care in the world, just like the fastest car in the world. It doesn't mean that everybody has the fastest car or lives in America. It's just that the fastest car in the world was built here in America.
Well, anyway, he goes on to make some interesting points about the life expectancy and overall health of the nation, which is, I think, another, even though it's not what you were saying, it's still a good question. You know, are we one of the healthiest nations? And what does government spending have to do with that? Well, he points out that whether the total spent on healthcare comes from the government or the private sector is not an issue. In Switzerland, less than 60% is government funded. Now, in Sweden, it's 85%. So, significant increase in Sweden versus Switzerland, yet life expectancy is the same in both countries. So what's worth noting, however, is that private health care expenditure in the United States is nearly $3,000 per head, which is more than the total expenditure in almost every other country of the world. You're all getting incredibly bad value for the money you're spending, and you're dying younger than you should. Therefore, not the best in the world.
Well, I'm sorry, what's his name?
Neil.
Okay. And that's not my that's not the point either. When you talk about anything, there's a point of diminishing returns.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spend $20,000 on a new car, you're going to get a pretty darn good new car.
Sure, sure.
If you spend $80,000 on a new car, you're going to get a car that's in all likelihood better than the $20,000 car, but not remarkably better than the $20,000.
I agree with you.
And if you spend $200,000, that's not going to be remarkably better than the $80,000 car. There's a point of diminishing returns, and that's, I certainly believe that we've met that.
Right. But, and what he's saying here is that we're buying the Rolls Royce for everybody as far as per head spending in this country, but yet even though we're buying the Rolls Royce, our life expectancy is not the highest.
We have terrible diets, but I would also say that it's not the point. The government spends half of the dollars in health care, mm-hmm. so the government's helping very much to buy the Rolls Royce. I don't want the government involved in health care at all. I think we'll get superior health care at a better price if we don't have them in it.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, yes. None of us here are going to disagree with that. We need to get the government out of health care. I just think he brings up some interesting points,
yes.
that we are not the healthiest nation in the world. Now, whether or not the health care is available, that's another issue, but we're definitely not the healthiest nation in the world. Interesting. 800-259-9231. We could be the healthiest nation in the world, and the health care could be available cheaply to everyone if we got the government out. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain, so if you want to take control of the airwaves, now's the time. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Wednesday night edition. You can bring up anything, of course. And you can visit us online at freetalklive.com and experience everything there for free. The bulletin board system, archives, wiki, updates, and more. All of it's on the house. If you want to voluntarily support the show, though, we do have an option for you. It's called AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. All we ask is $3 a month. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you appreciate that we're spreading the message of liberty and freedom around the country and around the world, then you should consider becoming an amplifier like over 200 of our listeners have done. And you can learn more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. You get access to classic archives from way back in Season 1, back when Manwich was a third man on the show, back when he was the phone screener. And you get access to classic archives. You get the amplifier-only phone line. You get the amplifier-only forum and more. Get the details. amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, when we reach our goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time by 25%. amp.freetalklive.com. Manwich, where are we going in these remaining moments? What do we got?
Let's go to Iraq.
Okay. I'd rather not, but all right.
Well, let's just briefly, this is something I want to bring up. There's this long article in the Seattle Times entitled, Rumsfeld Says Iran Moving to Iraq. Apparently, he's claiming that Donald Rumsfeld on Tuesday accused Iran of dispatching elements of its Revolutionary Guard to stir up trouble inside Iraq.
Really?
Citing operations by the Al-Quds Division of the Revolutionary Guard.
You know, is it an act of war if you attack somebody else's soldiers while they're in another country? That's what they're claiming here, right?
They're claiming that this happened, but the thing is there's no press coverage of this. We haven't proven this has happened.
It's according to Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah, it's according to Donald Rumsfeld. And, you know, they've been beating the war drum for Iran for a little while now.
Oh, yeah.
Since before the Iraq invasion. So all I'm saying is watch out, people. This is the kind of thing that the government does in order to get itself into wars.
Sure.
And if we do get into a war with Iran, what is going to happen? How are we going to staff the military? How are we going to do it? It's already, you know, the recruitment is way down.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen? All I can see is...
Draft. Not good.
But, you know, because at this point Bush has said, oh, there won't be a draft. But this would be a perfect sort of opportunity, the read my lips kind of opportunity, where, well, we had to do it.
Yeah.
We had to, you know, Iran.
Situation's changed.
They attacked us.
Yep, it's terrible. And this is, by the way, something that they've been doing over the years. They have been fooling the American people into war. Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor, all of it was pretty much manufactured. By the way, I had a couple people email me about our claims about Pearl Harbor and how there was a blockade involved. And there's apparently two different schools of history on this out there. Some people that claim that there weren't, but I did a little bit of research, and there was indeed a physical blockade of the oil routes going into Japan. It wasn't necessarily a bunch of ships around the island, but they were blockading the traditional oil routes. And there was also a financial blockade going on where Japanese assets were frozen in the United States as well as in other countries around the world. So we had actually joined an existing British and Dutch blockade of their oil routes prior to the Pearl Harbor incident.
You know, they've been wanting to, they were wanting to attack Japan for a long time. They wanted to control the Southern Pacific, and they got their opportunity.
So they lied us into those wars, and in this case, they're going to lie us into a war in Iran. Maybe they'll even go so far as to manufacture an attack with some insurgents from Iran. Look, these guys are obviously from Iran, and they've attacked us. We've even got video footage of it. Now we're going to have to go to war.
Here's our prisoners. Look at them. Trot out some guys that don't speak English. Just some Arabs, guys that don't speak English.
Ben Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. We will see you tomorrow night, same time, same place, and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...